Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to hang out with you, as always. And very excited about having our good buddy Bob Negan back on the show. Bob is one of the top retail minds on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He is the author of, the founder, I should say, he and his beautiful wife, Susan, are the founders of WizBang Training and Consulting. They are the co-authors of Marketing Your Retail Store, which I just dropped in the internet age, I might add. Marketing Your Retail Store in the internet age. And he's our good friend, Bob Negan. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You should see your book. I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six sticky notes sticking out of it.
Oh, good.
And I used an orange, kind of a shocking orange marker on yours for some reason. It's this dog-eared. I've got orange markers all over your book. I've been wearing your book out, so congratulations.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you find it helpful.
Oh, yeah. I have been. So one of the things I was talking to my previous guest about, Kathy Perry, about, Bob, is the idea of values. And, you know, I said that value is now table stakes, meaning you must deliver value to your customers or you're just going to be, you know, sort of irrelevant. But when you put an S on the end of that word for values, that's the new gold standard, I think, in the marketplace, especially for all companies, but especially retail. And values, in my opinion, is the sunlight. There's new sunlight being shined on what you do and what you say, and to see if they match up.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Well, I want you to talk. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very, very astute. But of course, you know, that's what you do. But absolutely, you know, there's no place to hide right now.
That's right.
And
say that again, Bob. Say that again. That's important.
There's no place to hide.
There's
right
no
now.
Place to hide, folks. That's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Bob.
And if you don't believe in what you do and what you sell, your customers will know it right away. My colleague Natalie, who works in our office, tried to buy something on an online auction yesterday, and she bid on it. They pulled the bid. They pulled the item, and she called up and said, "What's going on?" And anyway, they said, "Well, we stopped that bid." And, you know, right away she complained about it to her 400 friends on Facebook.
Right.
Never buy anything at Trip Auction again.
Right.
Now you see, so now Trip Auction in Spring Lake, Michigan, now how many people listen to your show?
Right.
So you see, so...
That's the sunlight I'm talking about.
That's the sunlight. You're absolutely correct.
And so...
The other thing that I think that's important and germane to this conversation, and especially when it comes to retailers, is you have to back up what you sell. You know, I believe that the money is not yours until the customer is happy.
Right. Till they wake up the next morning and they're still happy about their purchase.
That's right. And not only that, but if you're doing business the right way. So when I teach sales, I don't teach about a great sale. I talk about the object here is to get to the perfect purchase, because the sale is about you.
Right.
The purchase is about them.
Right.
And there's three times. There's when they're buying it, they need to be happy. When they get home the next day and talk to their wife or husband or whoever it is, or whoever they give it to has got to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 months from now or 3 months from now, the next time they're going to buy something that you sell, that's the real proof. Because when they think back, I need a widget. I bought a widget at Bob's store. Does he come back to my store?
You know, I'll tell you, you're exactly right. And whenever I get a customer, a new customer, Over my entire career, whenever I've added a new customer, I've always been so excited, but never does that excitement rise to the level of when they come back the second time.
That's right. That's right. You know, I know you've probably talked about it a million times on your show, but customer retention is the new customer acquisition.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks.
Customers expect to be successful in business.
Say that again, Bob. This is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
Okay. That customer retention is the new customer acquisition. People used to want to get new customers. Today, people want to keep the customers.
And that ripples through your entire strategy, including marketing, advertising, the sales staff that you have, the whole thing. This is fascinating stuff. Bob always does this to us. We're going to be right back with Bob Nigan. We come back. One of the things we're going to talk to Bob about, or get him to talk to us about, is the concept of guarantees and warranties and stuff like that, you know, sexy stuff like that. 20 till. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.